Lord Mayor, Your Excellencies, dear veterans, ladies and gentlemen. Today is a day to look back and remember the path we have traveled. We honor and remember what the deeds of our fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, members of the Russian Soviet Armed Forces, and the British soldiers who protected home soil and fought heroically, sacrificing their lives and giving the world their last full measure of devotion in deadliest and most extensive First and Second World Wars. We owe them a debt that can never be repaid, and never forget them and their heroic deeds. As the Russian President Vladimir Putin stated during a ceremony unveiling a monument on Poklonia Gora to the heroes who gave their lives in the World War I on August 1st, world history gives us so many examples of what a terrible price we pay for refusing to listen to each other or for trampling on others' rights and freedoms and lawful interests in the name of our own interests and ambitions. It would be good if we could learn to open our eyes and to calculate at least a step ahead. Every year we pledge to remember war lessons and do everything possible to strengthen and broaden the peace we enjoy. We need to pause our busy lives and take a moment to consider the horrifying cost of the conflicts in the past and the present, and then understand the very reason why we should work together towards making the world a better place free of scores of war. We stand together with our compatriots and continue our efforts to commemorate the fallen. We are obliged to preserve historic truth and oppose the glorification of Nazism and the revision of the World War II outcomes. History lessons require uncompromising struggle against any manifestations of racism and racial discrimination, xenophobia, and aggressive nationalism. Today we are thanking our veterans. We are proud of you. On this dignified day, there is nobody closer and dearer than you, and we are giving you warmth of our hearts. Thank you to all veterans. Thank you. Thank you.